Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. So you come home from work and, you know, you just come in, kick off your shoes, drop your keys in a little bowl, put them on the hook, what have you. And your SO is sitting at the coffee table, just streams of tears coming down her face, hunched over your laptop, and is just like, looks up with you and is like, you've been looking at pornography? And you're like, what? What are you talking about? It's like, I opened your laptop and there was a website called GoDaddy.com open on it. I'm leaving you. And then she storms out of the house. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Leave them because they're stupid.
Yeah, you let her go.
I mean, they left. I think you probably, I mean, if you're me, you passive-aggressively like send the Wikipedia about the business, GoDaddy.com.
Also, but, like, if you're mad that they're looking at porn, like, that's another thing. Like, there's just, like, so many levels here for me.
That is more of a problem than not understanding what GoDaddy is.
So, is this based on a real thing? Or-
no, this is just based on, I opened a tab and GoDaddy was one of my, like, suggested.
And you were like, what if?
Yeah, I was like, what if? I'm like, I mean, you know, because then I was thinking about, oh, what a, that's an interesting name for a
very,
website that does what it does.
It's a very, what's the word?
Suggestive?
Yeah, suggestive name.
Yeah, and I think I'm with Kelly, too, of like, you don't, it's such a big outsized reaction for something that isn't illegal or unhealthy or like,
I mean, do you already, in this scenario, do you already know that like pornography is a no-fly zone for your SO?
I think it must be. Yeah. If I'd say had the conversation, you were like, oh, hey, like, what if we watched a short film tonight? And she is like, no, no way.
And you know why?
It's a why?
Her parents are both porn stars. And she knows if you go to a site, you might accidentally see them.
Yeah.
And she's like,
okay, this is a little different.
Make me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just right. Please don't look at porn because you'll stumble. Like, they're in a lot of ads.
And
pop
she,
up.
Yeah, and she knows for sure that there's a popular video of her being conceived.
Oh my God, what?
So how
it's like
we
conceiving
know?
Jennifer is what it's called.
Oh, that's,
that would be so mean if you're those parents.
I know,
but
so
you gotta pay that mortgage.
Yeah, I gotta pay that money.
Well, rename the child.
Yeah.
Her name is Anhui. They just picked a random.
Anhui.
So you come home, your girlfriend Anhui is crying. Huge yep. tears. I mean, I think then, if it is like a no-go that you've talked about, I think you calmly, right, you call her and you say, Because you weren't looking. Were you looking at porn as well?
No, but you were registering your own pornography site to.
Oh boy.
Go to-
Because you want to like license that video. Oh my god.
No. What you're trying to do is
a separate thing. It's a separate thing. You just also have to pay the mortgage. You know.
No. What you're trying to do is you're trying to create a platform for pornography that does not feature her parents.
So it's like banned that sort of thing. So you're like, it's a surprise. Happy birthday.
Oh my God. And so part of your job is you have to watch every single clip.
Yeah. It's part of my present is that I had to watch every single porn involving your parents to make sure that it wouldn't be on there.
Oh. And then you had to watch every clip that was uploaded to your porn site to make sure that there wasn't some of that spliced into the middle.
I feel like there is a point where the gift stops being about the person.
Well, now it's more like life's work.
Right.
And you're still not serving any, like, it would be better to just like maybe, honestly, to produce and create your own pornography.
Right.
Or just buy some DVDs where you can control, like.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't going to be any pop-ups if you go to the fucking pleasure chest and just pull a couple of movies off the rack.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know. I think, you let this girl drive away.
Yeah.
And then you immediately get online and find that video.
Yeah. Suddenly you're free.
Yeah. You're free.
You can find this video.
It's all you've ever wanted to watch for 7 years.
Oh, wow. Like, you've been together a long time.
Yeah. What she's the love of your life.
Do you guys think it's incest if, like, okay, say there was a threesome. Uh-huh. Say there was a threesome.
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
and it was like a cucking situation. So you know that it couldn't possibly be the dad, right? Like, there's two guys and a girl, and you know that the guy being cucked was, like, not, like, is it incest to fuck that guy?
Is it incest for who
to fuck that guy?
For you, the child that is
conceived. So you're saying your parents are in a, like, cuckolding threesome in which you are conceived, but because you're the man who is raising you as your father was not allowed to goosh.
So you're saying your biological father?
No, the man
who raised you. Kelly wants to doink him.
The man who was there when biological father
was raised you. One of two men who was...
Okay, there's two men. One is your biological father was fucking your mom.
Great.
This moment you were conceived. There's a man like sitting on an armchair observing.
That's not cuckolding.
Yeah, he's got like panties stuffed in his mouth. He's pretending not to like it.
Yeah. Well,
He was the boyfriend of your
mom. He was the boyfriend of your mom.
Okay. Because your mom married the guy. Then, well, I guess retroactively, it can't uncuck.
It was true love.
For this to work, I think. Oh, so cuck to love. So that guy. Okay,
cuck to love. Okay, so you're saying the guy who was dating your mom before she got pregnant.
Yeah.
No, that's not incest. What are you talking about?
No, so he's there, and then he. I'm just saying, like
it's gross. Don't do it.
It's like, I don't know. I get it. Like, it's not what I'm after.
Right.
Specifically, but there is something to be said about fucking someone who watched your conception.
Right. And okay, like, let's just say separately, he came at the same time that your dad came.
Oh, absolutely.
But it didn't result, Kelly,
it's more problem. I mean, that part is weird, I guess, but it's also he used to fuck your mom as like he loved your mom.
Yeah, he did. He thought it was they were going to be together forever.
Yeah. So that's kind of more awkward or more complicated. Yeah. Yeah. Then the last time he came while your mom was in the room was when she was getting pregnant with you.
Yeah, no, it's a little VC Andrews in that he's like, you look just like you and your mom.
Yeah, that's the part that would be gross to me.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't even want to fuck you, Kelly.
Oh, he
wants to watch someone else fuck
you. Oh, that's right. And then, that's
just
true.
Just don't pick your biological dad.
Yeah.
Put your foot down there and I think you're fine.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything. It's all gross, but there's no incest.
Right, okay. There's different ways to be gross other than incest.
Oh, huh, who knew?
Okay, thanks for answering my question, guys. I was just asking for a friend.
Oh,
Get out of here with that
thank
crap.
Thank you.
Speaking of families.
Ah, what? That was a better one.
Yeah.
I saw what you were trying, though, Colin. I appreciated it.
Oh, I didn't get it.
He said, get out of here with that
crap. Oh, I'm sorry.
Isn't that the name of this week's episode?
Get him
out of here, Ship.
Yeah, get him out of here, Ship.
Get him out. Because Death in the Family, the like DC animated Batman movie, mm-hmm. is out. And so, yeah, Joker kills Robin. And, you know, is
spoilers.
That...
Well, spoilers. Yeah. I mean, that's I guess like, that's like preamble.
Yeah. When the comics came out, they like ran a poll with their fans to be like, should Joker actually kill this Robin? And the fans were like, yes, we don't like Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Who did?
Or Jason Todd.
Also, I think it was like the nascent like troll culture, right?
Yes.
Of like, yeah, kill him.
Yeah. Well, he hadn't been Robin for a very long time. It'd been like maybe 3 or 4 years of publishing time. So I think people were probably still just missing Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, we'll never know because they are never going to let the fans decide anything again. But we don't know that they wouldn't have voted to kill Dick Grayson, too.
Well,
I think they were just wanting to kill.
Just wanted to watch it burn.
They're out for
also,
blood.
Also, it's take them out, Ships.
Take them out, Ships.
Take them out, Ships. Not get them out of here.
Yeah. I mean, same vibe.
That's the Chicago pronunciation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Take them out.
Get them out to the ball game.
So the idea here is that we just take a character that we can like remove from like a show or something, and that'll just make like the ship that exists in there like okay or stable or something.
I love this idea, and I love that it's inspired by the murder of like a plucky teen. it's a super fun game. I enjoyed it a lot.
Colin, do you have one?
Yes, I do. Do you guys mind if I take us back to the world of Neptune, California, and Veronica Mars for this one?
Not at all.
Let's do it.
So this is from season 2, episode 3, Cheaty Cheaty Bang Bang, in which Veronica is trying to solve set a sexy trap for a fiance. It's a whole thing, but really,
well, they're not a wife yet.
Not a wife yet. But my get him out of here ship or what hit the, whatever it was.
Take him out.
Take him out.
Take him out. Take him out. I want to take out Courtney Taylor, who is the lead singer of the Dandy Warhols, who is in this episode singing karaoke in a weird fucking falsetto.
Colin, that if you take out the Dandy Warhols, there's no come on now, sugar.
I just want to take him out of the Java Hut. So fucking Lars and Jeannie can continue their happy relationship, because Jeannie was in love with Lars until she heard Courtney's beautiful falsetto voice, and now she's like ready to hit the bricks, and it threw Lars's whole life into a spiral, I imagine. We don't like get to, we see Lars again at the Java Hut. He like a few more times he's singing karaoke, but this is the most like story he gets.
Man, that show and those karaoke scenes, I don't...
They're fucking nanners.
It's crazy. I can't believe how long every single one of them is.
I was watching like a YouTube... I was watching a YouTube playlist of all the karaoke scenes.
Jesus. Was it like 7 hours long?
Colin, are you okay? Are you okay, Colin?
I like them. But I forgot about the one where the guy's like, oh, geez, what do you got to do to get a coffee around here? And she goes, just ask Veronica. He's like, Veronica, wow, thanks. And then he goes and sings Veronica as like a thank you.
Oh, geez.
And we hear the whole song. That's fucking wild, man. I don't know. That Courtney Taylor, he's so smug. He's so like condescending. He's like, wow, what a strapping young man. Anyway, I'm going to fucking cuck your ass and then set you up on a date with the daughter that's a fucking product of it later. I don't know. That's my get him out of here ship. I want Lars and Jeannie to make it.
That's cute.
That's nice.
All Mogi, do you have one?
I do. And mine is like kind of a late take them out, but I feel like it could have just made a lot of things better for the finale of the show Dawson's Creek. So in the finale of the show Dawson's Creek, you jump forward 5 years and then drama. So everything gets wrapped up and all that stuff. Okay. So when you jump forward, they give Michelle Williams' Jen freaking cancer and she dies.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know who should have died? Dawson freaking Leary. Kill Dawson. Everyone comes back for his funeral. Pacey and Joey can get together without all of the DOS, all this soulmate baloney.
Mm-hmm.
There's no choice. There's one guy for her. His name is Pacey Witter. So that would have been smooth. Plus, maybe Jen could be happy instead of just dead.
Yeah, it's kill Dawson, fuck Pacey, marry Jen is the fucking...
100%. That's how fuck, marry, kill works. But the rest of Dawson is fine because whatever. But for like the finale, just
for the 5 years later,
yeah, for that one finale, it's like two. I think it's like a 2-hour episode, whatever. That episode, just kill Dawson. Sorry, James Vanderbeek. Sorry. I'll enjoy you in the future, but like, get rid of Dawson. Let Jen live, and yeah, then Pacey and Joey can just, you know, get over their problems and be together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And okay, this is a little bit because I wanted to talk about Dawson's Creek. So, and the way the show works, and it's fine. It builds up to towards the end of the season. It's like the fifth season, I think, whatever. The end of the final season, you get to a point where there's no reason that Pacey and Joey aren't together except that they're not together. And then we have to have a finale and then we have to jump 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also like the arc doesn't work with the 5-year jump because now there's a complication that they aren't together. It's like, no, just do the thing we always knew. Be together. Mm. Anyway, so Dawson and Dawson's Creek finale.
I really like that you're taking one death and putting it somewhere else.
I like that too. Not wasteful.
Yes,
well, the god of death demands a life for a life.
It's true.
Kelly, do you have one?
Yeah. Okay. So this one, I actually have, it's funny because this is one of my favorite shows, but it does have some characters that I'm like, they gotta go. This is from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is... I think that this show did Willow wrong by erasure.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I want to get rid of Veruca because Veruca is the one who comes in. She's messy. She's a werewolf. She makes Oz like bad.
and she speaks. She speaks to the wolf in him.
I know. I just don't like that she's so mean to Willow. Like, you want to steal someone's man, fine, but you don't have to like make fun of someone's outfit.
Well, she's an alpha, and that's like all dog talk. So it seems mean to us, but within the pack, I think that's just kind of how their social structure is.
But Willow's not a dog.
Why Willow is hurt by it.
Ugh. So she's got to go. And then my number two person that's got to go, and now this is just petty because Tara's dead at this point. Tara's dead. Oh, okay, because the god demands, right? The god of death demands one life for another. Okay.
Yes, if we could get Tara back.
Yeah, Tara
which
never
we can't
dies.
Because she is a human killed by natural human means.
Yeah, okay, so Tara never dies. And then just like off screen, wherever she is, Kennedy gets hit by a bus or something.
Fucking hate Kennedy.
So we never meet Kennedy.
Never fucking meet Kennedy.
She's That's never activated.
I'm with you too on the Veruca because it would be such a more interesting triangle. Mm-hmm. Of Willow starting to fall for Tara while she's still with Oz and figuring out what that means for her.
Mm-hmm.
While Oz is also figuring out his stuff. Like, that's just so much more interesting than sexy wolf stole my boyfriend.
Right. And like, oops, I cheated on you while I was a wolf with another wolf. I didn't mean to, but like, also it happened. So
I better go.
Like, I mean, Willow was willing to work it out. He just fucking dipped.
Yes. Like, if they're both wrestling with who they really are, right? Like, he's wrestling with the wolf side of him. Which, oh my God, right? That could be both kind of dealing with like a similar thing, right? He's dealing with the fact that he is a human sometimes and that he's a wolf sometimes. And she's dealing with the fact that she's attracted to all genders. Like that, I think that's interesting. Like they could both be dealing with different things or similar things in different ways.
Totally. And I feel like then, and whatever, it's a product of its time and place, but like, I feel like then when he comes back, that could be a 6-episode arc instead of 1 episode. where it's still never really fucking said what Willow is going through.
Yeah.
Like, he notices but doesn't, I don't know, they're very coy for a long time.
Yes. Yes.
Love it.
So, yeah, great, just get rid of Kennedy. She got to go.
I thought you were going to say kill Xander so that Giles and Anya can be together.
So good.
While we're there, let's do that. Okay. Yeah, just like.
And the one life is Anya for Xander. Just do it. And then.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right, totally, right. Anya doesn't get chopped in that last
episode. And the double feature of that is we protect poor Dawn from that predator in the comic books.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
I know it. I know it, girl. No. Okay, wait, so that's mine. Oh, protecting Dawn from the
predator. That's a lot. Listen, of changes.
You did say to take one out, and I did like completely change the entire series.
Yes,
yeah, right. But we all did it together, so you're all culpable.
Oh, boy.
Patrick?
So I sort of have two, but one isn't really like relationshipy. It's more, there's a relationship involved. Lost should have done the Jack Shepard gets killed in the pilot.
What?
Lost should have killed Jack Shepard in the pilot when he was going to be played by Michael Keaton. And then when they couldn't get Michael Keaton because he was like, I don't want to be on a TV show. Or right. when they decided not to kill him and they were like, okay, Michael Keaton can't be.
He's Jack. Our moral and emotional center.
He is the de facto leader. I don't know if he's the moral center.
Who's
he's
the moral center?
I don't know that there is one. Maybe Charlie?
Great. Charlie, Charlie. What? Yeah. Charlie.
Or
what?
Hurley?
All right, Hurley. No,
Hurley's very.
You need somebody to play hero. You're going to really take out.
No, so that's the problem is that Jack is like the obvious. He's the obvious leader. And then like everyone starts like kind of bending over to him and like letting him, like make calls that like he shouldn't be making. And like it starts little divisions within everything. And if everyone is just like sort of qualified and no one is like the fucking doctor, then like they have to figure it out for themselves instead of like falling in line under Jack.
Well,
yeah,
so this
and
was...
then they would all line up behind Saeed and torture people.
Well, Saeed should have been the leader of all the expeditions. He knows the most about the fucking radios and stuff like that. He has most combat experience. Like when Jack is like, no, you have to stay behind on this adventure, I would get so fucking mad because like you're the doctor. You're not allowed to go on any fucking adventures, Jack. Because any adventure you don't come back from, then guess what? Island doesn't
People
have
die.
A doctor anymore. Yeah. People will die if you're right. not there to give them medicine. You fucking asshole. Also, you know, he shouldn't be allowed to shoot people because of that oath he took.
You're right. Okay, fine. Jack's dead. I just think there's a lot of unscrupulous characters on this island.
And Jack's presence doesn't make them any more scrupulous.
No, but it gives us like somebody to bounce that unscrupulous, because it never really becomes Lord of the Flies for our part of the, you know, for our part of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is
true.
But I
think that if you don't have a Jack, because Kate wasn't going to step up, because that's the other thing, is who is going to inspire Kate to be more than she has been?
I don't think people need emboldenment. The like main cast, the cool kids on the island, they don't need to be pumped up anymore. I vote, you know, it's going to take her a while to be ready for it because she's dealing with some stuff. But I vote for Rose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say Shannon.
I thought you were going to say Shannon.
No, fucking. No. That is the one murder I won't let you take back.
No.
I think they would have been easier pickings for the others. I don't know. I mean, I would, if you want to, hey, is this a com? If you write this, I will read it. I'm interested.
That's the thing is that like, I don't know if that then frees up Kate and Sawyer. Cause that's not something that I really like, especially when I, you know, in my heart, like my lost OTP is, well, I guess Dez and Penny, but Sawyer and Juliet. Mm-hmm. Is like that's where my shipping heart is for Lost.
Okay, so that was one of the what deaths you wanted to make happen.
But the other one is from a little show from the early 90s on Nickelodeon called The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Interesting.
So
I'm gonna kill one of the Petes.
I'm gonna kill I'm going to kill one of the Petes.
Stop it!
Look,
stop yourself.
I think for this to work, it has to be a death.
Oh my God. I like how this is like about to turn into the real version of when we yelled at Patrick for the werewolf thing.
Yeah, Patrick, like, really
if you kill a Pete, the other Pete will not go on.
I feel scared.
Here's
they
the thing.
Are like E.T. and Elliot, the Petes. God. I know.
Here's the thing. What I love about that show is it's got this like sense of nostalgia and like a light surrealism. But little Pete does not confine himself to light surrealism. He is full on surreal nightmare, magical realist nightmare all the time. He's got these tattoos. No one knows where they came from. He hangs out with the strongest man in the world. They beat up the ocean. Little Pete's life is too weird. He's part of a weirder show than Big Pete is.
No, he's a weird guy living in a weird universe.
I'm killing little Pete.
Fuck you.
A child.
This is literally like you were like, you know, I used to read Calvin and Hobbes and it was dope. But why do we fucking need Hobbes around? Just let Calvin be a lonely kid.
Yeah.
No, look, here's the thing. Pete and Big Pete and Ellen are so close to like getting it. And
it
like,
has nothing to do with Little Pete. Little Pete is far in his own world. He doesn't fucking give a shit if Big Pete dates Ellen.
He could figure out, Pete and Ellen could figure out how to be together and be happy, but their world is too fucking chaotic. There's this dark magic that Little Pete brings into the world just by existing. He's gotta go.
You're
I'm not happy
monster.
About killing a child either, but
you're
it's what
monster.
Has to happen.
You're killing the source of Matt. Like,
yeah. Dude, this is like you just killed the Lorax.
Oh, Lord. Okay, and I guess because we have been talking about like killing.
Sure.
Are you saying it would just be better if Pete was raised an only child? Is he an only child? Is there a third sibling? I can't remember.
No, there's just the two of them.
So no, are you saying that he never existed, or are you making this person have to like deal with death and like the loss of somebody?
See, I think for this exercise, the character has to die, right?
Yeah, which is making Pete is not going to be in the mood to date Ellen.
Big Pete is such a fucking sad sack. Like, why does Ellen have to be with him? Just because, like, they're in a small town and he's like the only guy around, kind of. So she has to
guys
date
everywhere.
Him.
Kill no, Big Pete. Little Pete could grow up and date Ellen.
I think if we're doing if we're taking her out, we take
Pete
Ellen
dates Nona.
Out of that
Come on.
Town.
This is like the most because you started by saying like kill Jack, and I thought that was something to get upset about. I take it all back.
You
this
didn't even
is
know
horrific. Patrick! Yeah.
Little Pete's gotta go. I'm sorry. There are real people with real relationships happening here, and then Little Pete's a goddamn cartoon!
Who is part of the fabric of their reality!
Nope. I hate you, Patrick.
I just don't know what to do. I kind of feel weird.
Colin, do we have any questions from Twitter?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, we do.
We got time to do one, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here.
If you want your questions read and answered on the show, you can tweet at us at ShippleDips. That's Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips, or email us at ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com.
All right, so this comes from Victoria. I already did this one. All right, so this comes from Andy. Hello, ahoy, shipmates. I will try to keep this brief, but I have something I would like some advice on. I'm in a 3-year long distance relationship that has
really this is a real relationship.
Is a real one.
We can do it.
All right, we'll take it seriously.
That has really nebulous boundaries. I haven't dated around since I started to talk with this person. Let's call him Cisco. And he has said the same. We have met exactly one time as I am in Japan and he is in America for work. So my dilemma is this. My work visa is due to expire next year, and I need to start making decisions about the next step in my life. I don't really want to head back to the States. At this juncture, my partner doesn't want to move to Japan. What do I do? I would never move for a man, but I also have absolutely no career goals. Newsflash, capitalism is a sham or direction. So seeing as neither Cisco or I are deeply attached to where we come from or where we are currently living, and I have no direction, please help. Should I punch up my CV and go to a career and go to a career fair? Should I get him to move back to Japan so I could start my house husband life? Should I move in with this man to another country and start anew? Is there another option I'm not seeing? Any and all help is appreciated.
I would say wait till after the election before you decide if you want to come here.
Yes.
That's valid. I think the other option, though it may not be feasible, would be third location, right? Somewhere you both want to live. That could be somewhere in America. America's fairly diverse in terms of like cities and rural, like what kind of life you want to have. But
again,
like,
wait till after the election.
Wait till the election, though, I'd say. Because, like, you know, if Trump gets elected president, are you sure you want to come here? Or maybe you want to take advantage of the fact that you're not here and maybe go somewhere else.
Yeah, but it's a visa that he has.
Andy's visa is about to expire. So that's I don't know. So I would say I would try to buy more time personally. I would get a fucking job that allows you to extend your work visa. Because then you don't have to make this decision under the gun.
Yeah, especially because you'd
wait. Yes.
Yeah, you should be moving toward what you want instead of just kind of like drifting. I think I don't know if you need this from the four of us, but like it's okay if your relationship is long distance on a long term. You don't have to be in the same location if that's not what the two of you want for your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, like, especially if it's been working for 3 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also totally okay to not like know what your direction in life is for like a period of years. Sometimes it's happened in my life. You just need to, I don't know.
You need to find something you're excited about. Cause it sounds like work isn't it. And maybe Cisco is like, if that is right, then finding a way that you guys in being together is something important to you. But it's like, it sounds like, if you can buy yourself time to like explore and figure out what your passions are, what you care about, then you can move toward those things.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we just gave good advice.
Well, because it was a real relationship.
Yeah. If this was fictional, we would have been like, okay, first murder Cisco. Yeah.
Take their identity.
Hey, guys.
Be your own house husband.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.